Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf 64, daf Samech Daled. Today's Rosh Chodesh. We left off at the middle of Samech Gimel Amud Bet 63b. We're in the middle of the page. Today's class should be for the special Hatzlacha of Etan Moshe and Miriam. And also, Lavdil for the Refuah Shlema of Yehuda and Yafa, Yafa and Miriam and Zelma and Rachel, Koshar Cholei Amo Yisrael. Okay, we're in the middle of 63b. Amar Rav. Ein ha'isha osa shaliach lekabel la gita miyad shaliach ba'ala. A woman cannot make a shaliach to receive the get from the shaliach of her husband. Right, look at Rashi, let's see Rashi. Any Rashi over here? No, I don't see anything. Okay, let's see why. Why is she not able to do that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina says, Isha osa shaliach lekabel lagita miyad shaliach bala. A woman can make a shaliach to receive the get from her shaliach of her husband. My tama de Rav. What's the reason Rav says you're not allowed? Ibait Emma, first answer is Mishum bizayon de Baal, because of the disgrace of the husband. The husband is giving her a divorce. And Rashi says, look at how disgraceful it is. She's not even coming and picking up the get on her own. She's sending a shaliach to come and pick it up from my shaliach. So that's a bizayon. Or ibaidem, another answer is, maybe it's considered part of the decree of one's courtyard that only came into their possession afterwards. Meaning, if a person came, if the man put a get in a friend's courtyard, and only afterwards the friend gave the courtyard to the woman as a gift, so then it would not be divorced. So maybe we would think over here also, the man made the shaliach first and gave him the get, and only afterwards did the woman make her shaliach. So maybe it's like a chatzer that came afterwards. So that's why we would say you shouldn't do that. My beinayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ika beinayu dekadema ihi veshavya shaliach meikara. The difference would be if she made a shaliach before the man made the shaliach. Right? If she made the shaliach first, then you wouldn't have a problem of chatzer, of the courtyard case. Whereas if the first case, you still would have a problem of bizayon of the husband. Ha'u gavra, there was a man, the shadar la gita l'dvitu, who sent a divorce to his wife. Azal shelicha ashkecha ki yatva v'kal l'isha. He went, the messenger went and saw that she was kneading dough. Amar la helach gitech. He said, this is for you, this is your get. Amra le le'evi biyadach. She said back to him, let it be in your hands. I want you to hold on to it as the shaliach. Amar Rav Nachman, im ita l'dribi chanina, avadi ba'uvada. If I really knew that we held like Rabbi Chanina, then I would have done an incident. I would have actually did halakha like this, like him, and said that she's divorced. Why would I say she's divorced? Like we were just brought, Rabbi Chanina said that a woman is allowed to make a shaliach to receive her get from the shaliach of her husband. So Amar li Rava, Rava says, v'im ita li Rabbi Chanina, avadta ba'uvada. If you knew that you held like Rabbi Chanina, you would perform a halakha like him, that she's divorced. Ha lo chazar shlichut etzel abal. But the shlichut did not go back to the husband. Right? We need for the shlichut to go through. The messenger has to come back to the husband. The shlichut has to come back to the husband. Over here, what's happening? She's making the husband shaliach into her own shaliach. So the shaliach shlichut is not going back to the husband. Right? Rashi says, lo chazar shlichut etzel abal. Shaliach shechazar menasa shaliach lemi shenishalach lo. Nitak mishlichut arishon. Once he becomes a shaliach for the woman, now he becomes cut off from the original shlichut, which was from the man. So therefore, it doesn't go through. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, lo nityashev badavar. Let's think about it. Sorry, I skipped a few lines. Shalchu ala kamed Rabbi Ami. They send a question in front of Rabbi Ami. Shalach lehu lo chazar shlichut etzel abal. He answered by saying the shlichut has to come back to the husband, and it didn't. So therefore, it does not go through. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says nityashev v'davar. No, we're going to sit and we're going to dwell in this. We're going to dive into this sugya. We're going to see what's the correct answer. Hador shalchu kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. They again asked Rabbi Chiya, who said, "Let me dive into it." And Amar, he says, "Kol hani shalchu la v'azlei." Why do you keep asking me? He says, "You just asked me. You're asking me again." So, just like they are in doubt with the answer, so too we're in doubt with the answer. It's something that has to do with erva, And anytime it has to do something with erva, and we're in doubt, we tell her to do chalitza. If the husband dies, we tell her to do chalitza, not tibum. So the Gemara says, Hava uvada, there was an incident like this, get v'chalitza, and he required the woman to do get and chalitza. What does that mean, get and chalitza? Chalitza only comes after the death. So the Gemara says, tarte, both of them, get mechaim, chalitza lachar mita. No, if the husband was still alive, he required her to get a get. If the husband died, he required her to do chalitza. There was a woman who was called Nafata. Azul saadeh katuf tafata. By accident, the witnesses, they went and wrote in the document of the divorce, tafata. They messed up her name. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta mishmei derav. Asu edim shlichutan. The edim did their shlichut, they did what they're supposed to do. They already finished what their job is. Since they wrote the get already, Rashi says, they cannot be shaliach again now to write another get. They were sent for this one shlichut. They performed the shlichut. They messed up. They wrote the wrong name. They cannot do again. So matkif l'rabba, mika amar le'o, ketubu chaspa ve'avula. Did we say that they have to write a piece of kli and give it to her? We said you have to write a real divorce. They wrote the wrong name. They made a mistake. So they obviously should still be able to write the correct name with that shlichut. Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, "Vaday iketuv sahadei gitam aliyah ve'avad asu edim shlichutan." No, if for sure, if the witnesses wrote a kosher get and it was just lost, then yes, they have to go. They already performed the shlichut. They can no longer do another get under that one shlichut. But if it was a mistake, why would we say that? Matki Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has a contradiction. Mi kamar lo ketuv v'anchu v'kisayu? Do we say that you have to write the get and place it in the pockets? We don't say to do that. We say you have to write a get. So here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, no, there's no Rashi. Okay, so he's saying, do we say you have to put it in the pockets? No. Ela Amar Nachman, kotvin v'notnin afilu mea pa'amim. You can write and you can give it to her afilu 100 times. Even 100 times you give it to her if you mess up. Even 100 times in that one shlichut. So ba'aminer Rav Amir Rav Nachman. He asks a question. Kitvu utnu la shaliach mahu. If he says write and give this get to the shaliach, what is the din? He told someone write and give the get to the shaliach. Saluke salik leu. Are we saying that with this writing, let's say it was lost on the path while they were bringing it there? Yeah, look at Rashi. Kitvu utnu la shaliach, shaliach shalish emaniti. I said a shaliach to receive the get. Mechen asu, they gave it to the shaliach. Ve'avad baderech, he lost the get. Do we say saluki saliklehu that they performed their job and they're no more responsible? They cannot do a shalichut anymore because they already under that one shalichut they already performed their action. Or Dilmar, perhaps the tircha diduchayish, or maybe he was just saying that in order to worry about them burdening themselves. But really, they're allowed to go again and give another gift. Amar leRavina leRavashi v'yolich lamau. What if he said to the messenger? What if he said? Or he said to the person writing, he said to them, take it to her, go and give it to her. What's the din then? Would we say that if it got lost or whatnot, he's able to write another one? So the Gemara says, take it, we don't know the answer. Rashbag Omer, we send the Mishnah, Rashbag says, Afa Omer, totally giti, take my get from me. And Ratzal Azor, Azor, she cannot retract. So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita, totally take for me, Vesali, raise this for me, V'yeli V'yadecha, this should be in your hands for me. Kulan lashon kabbalah. And that's all a lashon of requiring. That's acquiring to the woman. New Mishnah. Ha'isha she'amra itkabeli giti. If a woman says, receive this get for me. She needs 2 groups of edim. Shnaim she'omrim b'fanenu amera. She needs 2 witnesses that will say that it was spoken in front of us. Right? Rashi says, Gemara parich lama sorry. V'hu chazar v'amar kivalti. No. Shnaim shamrim lo lekabelo. Right? They have to say, we saw in front of us that she said to this person to receive the get. So you need 2 witnesses to say, we saw her say this to this person. And then the Mishnah says, shnaim shamrim v'fanim nekibel v'kara. He needs to say that 2 witnesses saw that he received the get and he ripped the get. We're going to see in the Gemara, why is he ripping the get? Afilo hena rishonim hena achronim. The same 2 witnesses can be for both cases. They can be for watching her say it and for watching him receive it. Or let's say you have 1 from the first group, 1 from the second group, and you have another person who joins on both of them, who joins them on the case of seeing her say, give it to this person, and seeing the person receive the get itself. So the Gemara begins, Itmar, Baal Omer le Pikadon. If the husband says, I'm giving the get to the Shaliach to hold on to as a tavazin. No, and the third party says, no, you gave it to me to divorce her. Mina Eman, who do we believe? The third party is holding the get. So Rav Huna Amar Baal Ne'eman. Rav Huna says, the husband is believed. Rav Chista Amar Shalish Ne'eman. Rav Chista says, no, the Shalish is believed. Rav Huna Amar Baal Ne'eman, he says the husband is believed. Im ita de la girushin yaven yale. If we say it was given for divorce, the didav yaiv la niyala. He would have given it directly to her if he wanted to divorce her. Rav Chista Amar, or it would have been given to her. The shaliach would have given it to her. Rav Chista Amar Shalish Ne'eman. No, the third party is believed. The ha hemne. Because when you gave him the divorce, you believed and trusted in his hands that he would hold on to the divorce. That means you trust him holding it. And therefore, it's whatever he says, we believe him. Meitiv Rabbi Abba, we have a contradiction. Hodat Baal Din kimei edim damei. The admitting of the Baal Din is like 100 edim. V'shalish ne'eman mishneim. But the third party is believed more than the other two parties going against each other. Kitzad, how is it so? Ze'omer kach v'ze'omer kach. Shalish ne'eman. If this one is saying like this and this one is saying like that, we believe the third party in the middle. So we see he's stronger. We should believe the third party. The Gemara says, no. Shane mamon, didyahiv lemichila. Monetary law is different because it's given to be machul. You're able to forego on it. Meaning, whenever the guy gave it to the third party, we would believe the third party now moving forward for monetary law because he can forego on what he's saying by giving it over to the third party. Vatanya we have a brayta v'chena gitin. It says also for documents. The Gemara says, gitin mamon, those are monetary documents. The Gemara says, Vatanya v'chena shtarot. It says also for actual documents. They were talking about the same thing. When it says Tnan, the Mishnah says Haisha Shamra Itkabeli Giti. If a woman says, "Receive my get from me," she needs two sets of witnesses. Shnayim Sheyamru Vefanenu Amira. Two to say we saw her say this in front of us. Shnayim Sheyamru Vefanenu Kibel Vekara. And two to say we saw the Mashaliach receive the get and he ripped the get. So the Gemara says, "Amai, why do we say that? Lehemne l'shaliach, l'shalish. Why don't we say we believe the third party? Why do we need two sets of witnesses?" So the Gemara says, "Mikan nafik gita me tutei yadei lehemne. How can we believe the third party? Are we seeing a full fledged get come out of his hands? What do we see? A ripped get come out of his hands. How do we believe that?" So the Gemara says, "Tenach amira. Okay, fine, that makes sense. If you're talking about the case of you need two witnesses to say we saw her say it." But kibel lamali. But in the case of saying we saw, two witnesses say we saw a person receive the get, why can't we believe the shaliach himself, this third party? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Hamani, who is it following? Rabbi Elazar. It's following Ibn Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Edem Isira Karte. The witnesses that bring the get, that are moser the get, they are the one that establish, that sever the marriage. So therefore, you need actual witnesses. Kara lamali, why do we rip the get? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yishata Gezerah Shanu. This is at the time of the decree, the government was saying that no mitzvot were allowed to be performed, and so therefore, in case the government would find out right after the get was given, they would rip up the get so that they would not be able to find out about it. Amar Rabba Umode Rav Huna. Rav Huna agrees. Di Amera Ihi Ledidi Amar Ledidi Amar Li Shalish Del Gerushin Yaven Yale Mehemna. If the woman herself says that the third party told her that the get is for divorce, we would believe her. Even Rav Huna agrees. Hold on. Is there something a third party is not believed, but she herself is believed? How is that possible? If she says, in front of me, my husband said when he was giving the get to the shalish, he said that I'm giving it as a divorce. If she says that, migo, we believe her. Why? Migo di ibaya amira ledida yaven yala ba'al. Because she could have just said that the husband gave it to me himself. Right? She could have said the husband gave it to me himself. And so therefore, she's believed to say that he said in front of us that he's giving it for a divorce. Baal omer legirushin. If the husband says, I gave it for a divorce, for the shalish omer legirushin, and the third party says it's for a divorce, v'yi omeret natan li ve'avad. And she says, I was given the divorce, but it was lost. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, anything has to do with erva, you need two witnesses. Why? Why don't we believe the third party, the shaliach? So the Gemara says, "Mika nafik gita mitutei yadei lehemne." Can we believe him? A full get is not leaving his hands; it's a ripped up get. So the Gemara says, "Lehemne lebal." Why don't we believe the husband? If the husband says, I divorced my wife, we believe him. So the Gemara says, Mi gamar girashti? Is the husband saying, I divorced her? He's not saying, I divorced her. He's saying, I gave it for a girushin, but he doesn't say, I divorced her. So the Gemara says, why don't we say there's a chazakah that the messenger will do his messaging, he'll do what he needs to do? If a person says to a messenger, go and marry me to this woman, stam, any general woman, whatever you feel, and the messenger dies, he's forbidden to all women in the world. Why? It's a chazakah that the messenger will do the shlichut of the husband, of the man. And so therefore, we assume that the shlichut was done. Why don't we say the same thing over here? That the shlichut was most likely done, and therefore they're divorced. So the Gemara says, "Hanemile lechumra." That's only to be strict. To say that he's asur to all of the women, that's allowed. But to permit this woman to the world, we're not going to do that, to be lenient. Why don't we believe the woman? She said she received the get. Rav Nuna says, a woman says to the husband, you divorced me, she's believed. A woman is not such a brazen, does such brazen things in front of her husband. I mean, she's not going to lie about getting a divorce in front of her husband. Therefore, it must be true. The Gemara says, Hanimile, that's only in a case where we say, that's only if she doesn't have any support. When she has support, she's going to be brazen. She may say things that may not be true. And so therefore, she says she was divorced, we may not be able to believe it. New Mishnah. Na'ara murasa, you have an engaged woman. He ve'aviyah mekablinet gita. She and her father can receive the get. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, en shtei yadayim zochot bekachat. You cannot have two hands that merit for her. Ela aviyah mekabel gita bilvad. Only the father can receive the get for her. Ve'chol she'ena yechola lishmor gita. As long as she cannot protect her get, she cannot become divorced. What's the machlok in the Mishnah? Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan holds, that the Torah allows her to have one extra hand to be able to merit to her the divorce. Rabbi Yehuda Savri, Rabbi Yehuda holds, in the place of her father, her hands don't matter. Meaning she has no way of receiving her get if the father is still there. That's the machlok. We said anyone who cannot protect their get cannot be divorced. If a child, a young girl, can protect her get, she can be divorced. If she cannot protect her get, she cannot be divorced. What does it mean, someone is able to protect her get? If she's able to protect her get and another thing. What does that mean, protect her get and another thing? Ma'ika Amar, what did he answer? Amar Yochanan Achi Kamar, this is what he meant. Kol shemishamer davar acher mechamat gita. He's protecting something else because of the get. Meaning, if you lose the get, and this young girl thinks that I'm protecting this document, or this object, or whatever it is, I'm protecting it, and she thinks that that's a get. She doesn't realize that she lost the get. That's considered of age to be able to get divorced. She needs to be able to think that I still have the get here even though it's lost and I'm protecting it. Let's say she thinks this is the get, but the get is lost. So she's protecting this unknowingly that this isn't the get. That would be considered of age to be divorced. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. That makes no sense. Matki fla Rav Huna bar Manoach hashota be'almai. That's just a stupid person. Meaning that a person who is, you know, forgetting that this isn't a get, and she's lost the get, and she thinks this is the get, how is that person able to protect her get? That's not a protecting of a get. Ela amar Rav Huna bar Manoach, mishmei d'Ravacha b'rei d'Ravika, kol shemavchenet ben gita ledvar acher. Anyone who's able to differentiate between her get and another object, something else. Meaning if she's at that age, she's able to differentiate between the two, then she's at the age to protect her get, and therefore she would be able to receive a divorce. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started in Amud Bet by talking about a machloket, if a woman can make a shaliach to receive her get from her shaliach, from the man's shaliach. Part number two was, in the case of the new Mishnah, we said that a woman who says, receive my get from me, she needs two groups of witnesses, they can be the same two groups. The third part of the daf was on Amud Aleph. We said that our Mishnah, what we were talking about over here, was talking about the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, and which is why we were saying you cannot just believe the third party, the shaliach, because edei misirah kartei, the witnesses are the one that are severing the marriage, so you need to have witnesses. The fourth part of the daf was the bottom of the Amud Aleph. We were talking about something that is Davar Shu Be'erva. So anything that's Davar Shu Be'erva has to do with something that has to do with, you know, a naked type of thing, or something that has to do with erva type of thing that is you know, something that would require more depth behind it. So therefore, you would need to have two witnesses when it comes to things by erva. And the last part of the daf, which is Amud Bet, we started in Mishnah by talking about a Nara Murasa. We had a machloket in our Mishnah between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, if both her and the father can receive her get, or like Rabbi Yehuda, only the father is able to receive the get on her behalf. Amen.